with what's happening this morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Indianapolis firefighters are still dousing hot spots after a four-alarm vacant warehouse fire last night that took nearly 5 hours to put out. Heavy smoke and fire were reported just after 9 p.m. at a two-story brick building at Van Buren and State Streets. 53 Indianapolis fire units and one from Speedway were dispatched. There were some problems with wind blowing embers onto nearby homes. Most of those homes were vacant, though there were some evacuations. One firefighter suffered a slight injury, and the cause of the blaze is under investigation. A legislative panel evaluating the Common Core educational standards meets this week for the second time. And as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, lawmakers will consider the future of student testing.
Legislation passed this year halted implementation of the Common Core, a set of nationally crafted educational standards adopted by 45 states, including Indiana. The bill tasked lawmakers with reviewing the standards before the Board of Education determines whether to continue using them. Tied to the future of Common Core is student testing. The Board of Ed will also have to decide on a new test for Hoosier students. And Terre Haute Democratic Senator Tim Skinner says he thinks it could be Indiana's testing options that will steer the state towards keeping Common Core.
Because you can bet that tests are going to be aligned toward the Common Core standards, including, you know, maybe SATs and any other exams that students are going to have to be asked to take before they enter college.
Auburn Republican Senator Dennis Cruz, who co-chairs the committee reviewing Common Core, says he's open to the idea of the state creating its own test.
I do like the idea of developing an Indiana test that would, in major considerations, be based on Common Core standards so that our students would be competitive in taking a test and be prepared to take SAT or ACT tests.
Cruz says Tuesday's meeting will focus largely on the costs of the state's testing options, though he expects none of them will be prohibitively expensive. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Indiana's education leaders are learning from the mistakes of former school superintendent Tony Bennett, starting with the promise to spend more time crafting Indiana's new school grading formula and draft it in the open. Republican Senate President Pro Tem David Long and House Speaker Brian Bosma say the new formula will have to be written in the open to win the trust of the public. A review of Indiana's grading formula found last week that Bennett was under intense pressure to deliver a good grade for the Crystal House Charter School. The report's author said their findings neither vindicate nor condemn Bennett. Motorists just a few days away from being able to drive on the state's new bypass around West Lafayette. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for Friday to formally open the U.S. 231 bypass that was in the planning stages for years before work began in 2011. The four-lane roadway cost $45 million and follows a 5.3-mile route around the south and west sides of the city. It's expected to divert some traffic from the Purdue campus. And the average price of regular gas in the U.S. has risen 3 cents a gallon during the past 2 weeks. The increase recorded by the Lundberg survey all but reverses a 4% decline posted 2 weeks ago. But analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas is still 25 cents a gallon cheaper than at this time last year.
Crude oil prices might relax a little bit depending on what happens regarding Syria. And because our U.S. refineries are still cranking out so much gasoline, hot and heavy, there is plentiful supply.
Of the cities surveyed, Chicago has the highest price of gas at $3.92 a gallon. Tucson, Arizona has the lowest at $3.27. WFYI weather mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Today's high 91, high tomorrow 94. Wednesday and Thursday mostly sunny with scattered showers and storms. High on Wednesday 91, Thursday's high 83. Right now it's 69 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks. It's 6:34 now. The Colts.